This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
You're on Sin 90.7 and joined with us today is Taylor from the Washington-based band Flasher. Welcome to the show, Taylor.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good, thanks. And you're joining us all the way from Washington, is that correct?
No, I'm actually in Toronto, Ontario, sitting in traffic.
Oh, okay. Are you heading to a gig right now? What are you up to?
Yeah, we're en route to the gig and about 2 hours late, so.
Oh, no. Hopefully the traffic gets better for you soon.
Now, hi Taylor, it's Moni here.
Yeah.
Now, you've just released a new EP. How are you feeling about it?
Relieved. It's really nice for it to finally be out. It's after sitting on it for what feels like ages, but in reality it was only like 8 months. It's just been a lot leading up to it, so to kind of finally have it purged, so to speak, is nice.
Now, what was it that influenced this EP? Was there anything in particular, any moments or any kind of feelings that made you want to write these songs?
Yeah, well, the record was actually written in a relatively short period of time. We wrote it in about a month leading up to going into recording, and the recording process was definitely still a writing process as well. But in terms of like sonic influences, stuff that we were listening to, we were really excited about like Stereolab and Broadcast. Emma and Danny, who aren't on the phone, are big My Bloody Valentine fans. But yeah, so those are just some like sonic influences. But in terms of the thematic content of the record, I think some of it was based on the anxiety of writing a record in the first place, but also just kind of about the everyday entanglements that we were all in.
And so do you all, so it's a band of three, do you all work together to write songs?
Yeah, we do. It's definitely very collaborative.
So then, like, how do you guys agree on what things to, like, what goes on a record, like, on a song, and what goes on the album? Do you guys have those disagreements, and how do you guys work that out?
You know, there are definitely times when someone will be very attached to a certain idea that we have, but feels like it's not really working for the song as a whole. But I think actually the process, especially in this band, has been really rewarding despite some of the hardship of getting to the finished product. But yeah, usually we'll start where maybe one person will have a riff or a lyric or drum part, and we'll kind of just jam until the song emerges. But we also, like Danny, who plays bass and sings, we all sing together, but they're a recording engineer. So a big process of writing usually is demoing things extensively. And that's totally, like, it's one of the best parts about playing music is writing it. Maybe even more enjoyable than playing it live. So that's fun.
So on top of that, like when you finally get these songs out there and when they're finally kind of out there for the world to listen to, how does that make you feel?
Scared. I mean, but also excited. I mean, it's really wonderful for people to be like connecting with the record and wanting to talk to us about it in the first place. I feel really lucky to be in that position. But yeah, as I was saying earlier, it's just because it's felt like there's been so much lead up to to the record coming out. Maybe there was a lot of pressure that I was putting on myself, not even necessarily from outside sources, just for expectations of what would come of it. But actually, once it's out, like, it just feels like a big relief to not be worried about the unknown anymore.
If people are just listening to your song in the car and everything, do you feel like that seems different to you to when you're performing it live?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, as someone who plays music but also is a music listener myself, like, I think the experience is...
Okay, you know what we're going to do? We're going to go to one of your songs right now. It's XYZ from your new EP, and then we'll come back to you later after this. You're on Sin 90.7 with Sarah and Moni.
Okay.
I think the end of that song is one of my favorite endings to songs. That was pretty awesome. So that was XYZ by Flasher, who we have on the line now.
Now, Flasher, talking about your new EP, what do you reckon's your favourite song that's on there? Do you have one in particular, or is it just all of them combined that you just absolutely love?
I would say my favourite song on the LP is Sun Coming Golden. Maybe only for the sheer fact that it was the newest song written before we went into record. So it's like... the most exciting and fresh to me. But I like that song XYZ a lot too, that you just played. That's actually one of the oldest ones, but it got like totally reworked when we went into the studio. And the ending that happens there was the tape machine being slowed down, and there was a whole another like minute and a half long section of that song that we ended up not leaving in.
Ah, that's so cool. What made you not want to leave it in?
I think it just felt more exciting to end the song that way. The second part that happened didn't feel like it was necessarily going anywhere, or at least, like, not in the way that we wanted. And we had fun, like, experimenting with the tape machine, though it was contested if we were going to leave that part in or just have it cut off after that. Like little guitar riff, but we ended up getting our way, which is cool.
Well, I think, yeah, that ended up working really well. So you said XYZ and Some Come and Golden were kind of written at two different times. Do you think that, the difference between that, did that make a difference in the meaning of the song, or what was influenced, like what influenced them when writing them?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we were all listening to different music that was maybe informing the types of sounds that we wanted to make when those were written. But I would say, like, all the songs are kind of drawing from totally different places. So
who do you reckon's your biggest...
Each individual one, whether they were written...
So who do you reckon's your biggest music inspiration?
Sheryl Crow.
Okay, why Sheryl Crow?
She, first of all, she can plank while singing live at Bonnaroo. Just in terms of sheer fitness goals, she's an inspiration. But I've been listening to her music since I was a child, and I think she has a fantastic voice. She's very inspirational as a person. Yeah, she's just got it all.
Oh, nice. Have you ever tried to plank while performing?
No, but we've been talking about it a lot on this tour, planking on stage. It's kind of hard when you're playing guitar, so I might have to have someone fill in.
Yeah, that's true. That would be quite difficult. How do you feel when you do perform? Like, And what do you prefer to... What's your favourite song to play live as well?
Oh, that's a good question. My favourite song to play live would maybe be Who's Got Time? It's really...
Oh, Taylor, I think you might have cut out there just then. All the way from Toronto. We're
so
talking
fast for
oh,
so long.
There you go.
Yeah.
A few difficulties a few difficulties on the line here. We just missed what you said.
Oh, I was saying Who's Got Time is probably my favorite to play live because we all get to sing together for the entirety of the song.
It's good that when all three of you come together and collab on a good song. If you could work with anyone in the world, who do you reckon you'd want to collab with and why?
Not to beat a dead horse, but Cheryl. If she wants to do a collab album, like, put us in touch. I'm ready.
Cool. I mean, she probably won't be listening to Get Cheryl here on Sin 90.7, but if she is, by any slim chance, hopefully she does hear this and she gets in contact with you. That'd be pretty awesome.
I hope so.
Alright, so
fingers crossed.
Yeah. So Flash's new EP out now. I think definitely hear it if you can. We can probably post a link to that on our socials. Are you going to be coming down to Australia anytime soon?
We don't have any plans at the moment, but I definitely think it's a goal of ours. Would love to come to Australia.
Yeah, we'd love to have you down here. I think for any of our listeners who are tuned in right now, if you want to... I recommend go to America just to hear you guys. That would be pretty cool. If you're going to America anytime soon, definitely head over to...
Go on a holiday.
One of your gigs, yeah.
Well, thank you, Taylor, for talking to us and calling us from traffic over there in Toronto. I hope you make it to your gig on time. We can't wait to see when you guys come down under, and we'll definitely put your new EP on our Facebook Gets Hero page for everyone to follow and listen to. Thank you so much, and best of luck for your tour and your gig tonight.
This has been a Get Cereal podcast. Get Cereal, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.